You're listening to the Libertarian Party of Indiana podcast, where we talk to the individuals that help move our party forward. I'm your host, Executive Director Chris Spengel. You can hear all of our podcasts at podcast.lpin.org, or you can subscribe to us on iTunes. Financial support for this podcast comes from the 1994 Society. The 1994 Society is made up of grassroots libertarians like yourself that donate monthly to the Libertarian Party of Indiana. To join, please go to lpin.org/join. We thank you for your continued support.
Welcome to the Libertarian Podcast. I'm here with Jeremiah Morrill, who's running for House District 54. Jeremiah, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely, Chris.
We're actually here in Shelby County tonight. We're recording this in Rupert's RV, one of two of our mobile podcasts so far, and we're here at the Gary Johnson event in Shelby County. This isn't your district, but can you talk about, you are actually on the Central Committee as well, but it's not your House District that you're running in. Talk a little bit about the event tonight and what these kind of events can mean for the 6th District and your area and your run for office.
Thanks, Chris. The event tonight, Paul Gable, the new chair here in Shelby County, put together on very short notice. We had probably 100, 150 people showed up. I talked to individuals from all over the state. People were here from Delaware County, over in the Mooresville area, which I guess would be in Morgan County probably. People from all over the state, young people that are interested in growing the Libertarian Party. Not only does it help me get an audience for my race, but the main purpose in my race as I got in it originally was to grow the party and to drive vote totals up. Events like this do nothing but help that. I think as a result of today, we're probably going to get Delaware County organized and maybe a few more. So it was a great event.
Very cool. So talk about your run for office. How did you decide that you wanted to run for office?
Well, I've always been involved in politics. I've worked with the Rush County LP in a couple of different county races they ran 2 years ago, and then last year in the municipal elections, working with Debbie O'Neill's campaign. And even before that, I was a dirty Republican, and I worked with David McIntosh in his congressional races, and the fellow I'm running against now, Tom Saunders, I actually worked on a couple of his campaigns, getting him elected in the beginning. So I've always been involved in politics. What drove me to running this time, the political landscape changed. The district was actually redrawn. It worked out very well for me, including the areas I grew up in, Henry County. I spent a portion of time living in Rush County, which was drawn into the district, and then it had Wayne County, the Hagerstown area, which Rex Bell has run wonderfully in. Rex decided he was going to run for Senate or for the U.S. Congress. It gave me the opportunity to run for the State House. And the final little push, pushing me over the fence, was the Barnes versus State decision last fall. And after that decision, that the Supreme Court basically trampled our Fourth Amendment rights, I finally decided that I was going to go ahead and run for office.
So Rex Bell set history in his run in 2010 in House District 54. He was the first third-party candidate in 85 years to get over 20% in a three-way race. Say that five times fast. So that kind of momentum heading into this race, has that helped you? Has that opened doors that maybe might be closed to candidates in other parts of the state?
Rex has really blazed a trail in East Central Indiana for libertarians. We don't have to define what a libertarian is to voters. At the Moreland Free Fair or at the Rush County Fair or at the Henry County 4-H Fair, you talk to people and you say, I'm the libertarian candidate, and they know who that is. In my district, there are already three libertarians that are elected and holding office today. Rex's run in 2010 followed in the footsteps of his races in 2008 and 2006. The vote totals just keep going up in East Central Indiana. We're in a two-way race. And I honestly feel like if things go our way in this race, we have a legitimate chance of actually winning.
So talk about that. If and when you win on election night, I imagine you'll be happy, but it'll also be sort of, well, what do we do now? I'd be the first elected libertarian to a state house. Who would you caucus with? Would you caucus with anyone? Have you dreamed a little bit about that victory and what you'd do in that case? Talk about your transition team, Jeremiah.
Well, hopefully my transition team will include a couple other libertarians. Maybe Paul Brevard gets elected, or Mark Brim, or You know, maybe James Neese. I'd love to caucus with James Neese. That would be a...
he's a caucus unto himself.
That would be fantastic. You know, I don't know. I'm sure that I'll make friends in the State House. As a Libertarian, I don't necessarily want to commit at this point as to who I would caucus with. I think we'll have common ground with people on both sides of the aisle. I'm not sure where they'll put me. I don't know if they'll let me sit in the back of the room right in the middle, or just elect me speaker and make me sit up front. I don't know. But we'll find a spot.
What are some of the things that you do to build an organization to run for office like this? Or is it really a one-man band? I mean, talk about what it takes to run a Libertarian campaign for State House.
Well, this race has been a very long one. We announced in December of last year. We were probably the earliest campaign to announce for a State House office in the history of Indiana as a Libertarian, which actually got me up in front of the election division because nobody knew how to do the paperwork that early, and I got myself fined. But we got that worked out, got off the hook, and we've had a great team of volunteers. Our district is Rush, Henry, and Wayne counties, so we've had the support of all of those parties. Actually, during this campaign, Henry County has organized, and we've had the support of the entire Henry County LP, particularly Ken Kinnar, Travis Weick, Jesse Riddle, and Lisa Goldberry in Henry County. They've all stepped up, come to our events, helped with fundraising, helped walk parades, and really drive the message home. In this election, we've passed out thousands of business cards, thousands of pieces of literature, and it's been because of the support of the local parties.
You posted a photo of you standing in front of something, and has to be a surreal moment to drive by and see what you took a photo of.
Yeah, it's been an amazing campaign. I never thought when we announced back in December that we would have billboards. In this district, there are 8 billboards that, thanks to the work the Wayne County Party's done, the Libertarian Party of Indiana have done raising money. We've actually got 8 billboards, 4 up in Wayne County, 2 in Henry County, and 2 in Rush County. 4 of them have my picture on them. Got a picture the other day of myself in my campaign car. And we took a picture in front of it, and I think the Libertarian Party of Indiana's had some fun with that.
Just a second. Is that Jeremiah?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you could go back to December of 2011 when you're announcing your race, and you could talk to young Jeremiah and give yourself advice about running for office, what would your advice, what are some of the things that you'd tell yourself now that you're almost a year into this race?
The same things that that I think every first-time candidate tells you. You don't think you're going to need that much money, but you need to raise money. You need to start immediately. When you announce that you're running, put your website together. Start to put your issues together, your issues page, don't wait to put your materials together or your message together. Do that in April, in February. Don't wait to do that 2 days before you need to go ahead and print your door hangers and start getting them delivered. We had some tremendous support to help get that done, but those are the kinds of things that you really do need to try to plan earlier in the campaign, and to raise money early. Any money you can raise helps snowball later on.
What has been your favorite part of campaigning so far?
The most fun part of campaigning has been any time that you get a little victory. You'll come up to somebody and they'll recognize you, or you come to a fair and they say, absolutely, I'm going to support you. You talk to people, and this has been a campaign that's going to be unable to be duplicated with our gubernatorial candidate, Rupert Bonham, running. He's opened a number of doors for our campaign in the counties. Rupert has come to every county fair that was in my district, made a number of appearances with me, and made great connections for all the candidates down ballot.
What is the worst part about campaigning?
You really have a time commitment. You kind of give up a personal life or a social life outside of campaigning, especially in this last month. You know, you plan your evenings around going out and walking, and every Saturday you're going to be knocking door to door and attending events, and that's just kind of a part of the theme. That's what it becomes about. But it's worth it, because on Election Day, I think we're going to have great vote totals for Libertarians across the state.
It makes it easier that you don't have a wife, trust me. If your wife isn't angry with you by October, you're not doing it right. Or your husband if you're Gina Martinez. So so listen up, ladies. He's single. What are some of the top things that you talk about in your campaign? What are your top issues in this race?
We have talked about the quick tagline, the 10-second elevator speech, is I'm the candidate for more freedom, less government, and lower taxes. That's what we talk about constantly. That's always the first three things out of my mouth. If I get any more time than that, we talk about property rights. We talk about supporting agriculture and local businesses. I believe in free markets, and that's always something I try to talk about. And then the lowest hanging fruit we have is blue laws in Indiana, where I'm a candidate running on a platform of freedom, and we can't buy a car on a Sunday. We can buy beer in one restaurant or one facility at 70 degrees, but we can't buy it at 35 degrees. We have convoluted rules in the state of Indiana with blue laws, and that's something as a libertarian I think we can actually get fixed.
All right. Well, Jeremiah, thanks for joining us. What is your website if people want to check you out, donate, volunteer, give us all the information that you'd like the public to know?
All right. Well, it's jeremiahmorrill.com, very simple. www.jeremiahmorrill.com. You can find me on Facebook, Hoosiers for Jeremiah Morrill. We're running Facebook ads that are targeted, getting likes, getting more likes every day on there, both on the website and on the Facebook page. There's a donate button. Any help that folks can give us, we will put to good use.
All right, Jeremiah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for listening to the Libertarian Party of Indiana podcast. For more information, please visit us at lpin.org. Our music has been provided by Hoosier musician Brian Keith Wallen. To hear more of his music, please visit briankeithwallen.com or find him on Facebook. Thank you for listening.